But it's great to have William Shatner back with us. He is on tour, live on stage, where you will see Wrath of Khan or Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and then William will answer questions. There are a couple of stops you should really check out: September 28th in Ashland, Kentucky, at Paramount's Art Center, and September 29th in Wheeling, West Virginia, at Capitol Theater. William, welcome back to the show. Last time you were here was 2004 for your Ben Folds Has-Been album. It's been 20 years. How you been?
Yeah, I've got several more albums out there, all of which your audience can look into. But right now, I want to emphasize what you just said, that I'll be in the theater with... I come... The evening is... They play refurbished, re-recorded version of The Wrath of Khan, one of the more popular movies that Star Trek made, and then I'll come out on stage. I'll be live on stage at those theaters and anxious to amuse and amaze your audience. And it's a lovely evening in the theater, and I urge you to come.
You know, the other day I was watching an old Columbo, and I saw you on there. You were playing Lieutenant Lucerne, and you were a TV sleuth, and you shot a woman, and then, of course, Peter Falk had to figure it out. Does that ring a bell? Do you remember that specifically, or have you done so much work that...
I remember the show. I don't remember the details on the show, but I remember working with that wonderful actor.
Yes. So for you, getting back out on the road again, is it a grind, or is it a little more to your taste? Like, what's it like performing in all these different towns?
That's a wonderful question. I'm touring because I love the idea of musicians going out, you know, gypsies going out and going to city to city. So this is the second tour I will have done. I did one last year, five cities. It's exhausting. It's exhausting getting to the theater, I'm driving in this case. I've got five cities within about 200 miles of each other. And after the performance, the couple of guys that are with me and I get into a car, we drive to the next theater and get there, you know, sometime in the morning. I get into my hotel room, try and sleep, get up later that day, and go to the theater and do it again five times. So when I did it before, the fifth performance, I was ready to go home. It's a challenge getting to the venue, but the delight is performing. So the urge to be in front of an audience and to talk and to amuse and entertain, it overwhelms the fatigue, at least for a while. For five cities, maybe not. If there were a sixth city, I wouldn't be able to. But it's also part of the tradition of show business. The union Equity was formed because in the 1800s, when vaudeville groups would go out to theaters all around the country, every so often they would fail, and they wouldn't have any money to get back to New York or wherever they lived. So the union was formed to force the producers to supply train money to get the vaudeville performers back to wherever they started. That's part of the tradition of touring that I wanted to enter into.
You know, you talk about these five cities. There are five nights in a row, which would be taxing for a professional athlete. Was it just kind of the thought of, let's just get it over with in 5 days? Or, like, did you think about taking, like, 2 or 3 days off in between?
No. My time, I'm doing so much that if I was going to tour, I wanted to do it, like, in an extended week. Like, within the week was what I asked for. I could have left more time. But I wanted just to, not the phrase get it over with is a little too dismissing. Mm-hmm. It's part of the challenge, part of, this is what they did. This is what actors did. This is what gypsies do. This is part of the mystique of performing. You go, you play in one venue, and you get to the next one. Not the big bands who go for a month in one location and fly there and stay in grand hotels. That isn't what this tour is. This is a nuts and bolts tour.
Last question for you. Your voice is still so strong and sounds like you did, you know, 50 years ago. Do you take care of it in a certain way? Because a lot of people, they start losing their voice, and Are you just lucky that your voice is still so strong?
I'm lucky. The essential thing for all of us is having the life force that's in us, the energy, the metabolism, the energy to live. And that's reflected in your voice. As you know only too well, your voice reflects your health, your fatigue, your emotions. If you listen carefully to anybody, you'll hear myriad of stories by individual words that they say and the way they say it. So your voice is your reflection of your health, and I'm very healthy.
Very well said. Everybody, once again, William Shatner live on stage. You'll see Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and then William will come out for your questions, starting off in Detroit on the 25th, and don't forget Ashland, Kentucky on the 28th, and Wheeling, West Virginia on the 29th. William, have fun on the road. Thank you so much for dropping by once again.
Thank you for talking with me.